Good afternoon, Gabriel.
Well, good afternoon to you.
So, Gabriel, I know that often when I'm leaving the house, I'm rushing out and rushing back in because I've forgotten a bag or I've forgotten my keys. What am I actually doing in terms of germs when I'm rushing back inside with my shoes on and I'm making a mess everywhere?
Oh my goodness. It probably depends on how far you got out the door before you made the rush in. If you got out the door and down the path and maybe stepped on a little bit of bird dew or some old thrown away food and then made your way back in, well, guess what you're bringing in, right? You're bringing in that stuff. If it's a very short trip out just to your doorstep, well, it's probably pretty fine.
And so, if I'm just stepping out onto my balcony and the outside dining area, is that going to be well different from if I'm just popping out onto the street?
It will be different, but I mean, there is a difference between outside and inside. That's why they call it those things, you know. And so, even outside on your balcony, for example, you very well might have dust or various animal debris out there that you would then bring in on your shoes. But of course, that's very different from being on the street where you're exposed to the toxins from vehicles that might be on the ground, from dogs, from other people, and so forth.
Absolutely. And I think, lots of people are aware of, the sort of Chinese superstitions which enforce the sort of rule that wearing outdoor shoes inside is kind of believed to have introduced bad luck into the home. And often indoor shoes is typical, so slippers or rubber sandals sort of being worn inside. Do you think that there could be a sort of scientific basis from where that belief stems from?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, a lot of these quote unquote superstitious beliefs have their roots at least in some kind of reality, some kind of learned reality. Maybe, at that point, they realized, at some point at least, they realized that when they were preparing food inside their house, for example, and their husband or the wife came in from working in the fields, that the food would get dirty or the floors would get dirty. And they might have been doing it from more of a dirt perspective. But nowadays, I think we should be doing it more from an environment, overall environmental health perspective, right? You could bring in all kinds of stuff on your shoes, and you do bring in all kinds of stuff on your shoes. And so that superstition, I think, has a real scientific basis.
And speaking of superstitions, I almost remember being told by my own parents growing up that, oh, a few germs never hurt anybody. It strengthens your immune system. So if my house is overly sterile, is that going to be a good thing or is that supposed to hinder me in any way?
Well, first, I don't want you to have a fight with your parents over this, but I will say that they actually are partly right, and that is that there's a syndrome called sterile house syndrome, where if especially if young kids are never exposed to any toxicants, any potential issues, their immune system won't be developed to counteract it. But on the other hand, right, you can go the other way is you can get horribly ill from, and a lot of kids do get horribly ill from being exposed to certain things that should be outside. What one of them that we study quite a bit is lead, that this heavy metal lead that we've used like maniacs for 100 years in paint and in gasoline. Well, it's still all out there in the environment. And there's a very strong correlation between lead outside a given home and lead in the dust inside the house.
You've definitely raised an important point there, especially with children going out and coming into contact with these sorts of germs and these substances, with particular consideration about the COVID climate that we're living in at the moment. What I suppose would your advice be to parents of students and children as well for trying their best to sort of keep their houses clean and free of germs?
Well, I think the first bit of advice is you probably should not wear your outside shoes inside the house. I mean, that's just simply, I'll abide by the superstitions, is that you should probably have a pair of slippers and have two very good doormats, an outside doormat and an inside doormat. Now, speaking of COVID, though, we did find an interesting aspect with some of our research, is that when we analyzed dust from inside homes during the peak of the COVID shutdown, and you remember this when people were swabbing down their groceries with antibacterial solutions and so forth, the level of those materials doubled inside homes. And that's not a good thing, actually. Some of these things are actually quite toxic to us as well as to germs. So, you know, I would say that keep a clean home environment by keeping your shoes outside, but don't go crazy cleaning up your home with all kinds of chemicals.
Well, Dr. Gabriel Filippelli, you've really put your foot down. You've said that leaving your shoes outside is the place to be. Leaving your shoes outside instead of in the home is the best way to counteract those sorts of germs. Dr. Gabriel, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.